The sheet in front of you, you see we mentioned there are four parshiyos that deal with Shemitah. I'll just quickly review what we mentioned last time, which most of them are Mishpatim. There you have, we focused on the word Unetashta. There the idea of Shemitah is mentioned very clearly. Shemitah is mentioned only in two parshiyos, the Shmos Chatil and Mishpatim, and later on in Re'ei. If you look in the left-hand column, there in the context of Shemitah's Ksofim, but the language of Shemitah is that which is found, and which Rabbi Ari Shapiro spoke about on Shabbos. So the focus here in this parsha of Mishpatim is essentially the idea of Hefker, the obligation to go ahead and we have to make sure that the parashmias are going to be made Hefker. It means essentially we're letting anyone come and take them. That's what the pasuk says, Ashmias Tishvatenu Metashta. And that's where the Rambam writes the halacha that someone who decides to guard his kerem or builds a goder around his field, knowing that people should not be able to take the peris, is mevatel this mitzvah. Now it's true that the pasuk in Vayikra, as you can see, Chafei also has a similar kind of notion. Whether the Torah says in pasuk Bo, "Vayisa Shabbas Oras Lachem Lachlo Mechol Le'Adchav La'Masecha U'Leschircha Le'Sarshav Lachah Agor Mimach U'Le'Temtchav La'Chayah Shabbatzecha." So we know the last time that the distinction between the pasuk here in Shmos Chav Gimel Mishpatim and the one in Vayikra in Bahar is the following: that here in Shmos Chav Gimel, the Torah clearly is focused on Aliyim. The Torah mentions V'Ochlu Ev Yomi Anecha, and then Behemos or Chayas Hasodeh are mentioned parenthetically. V'Yisrom Tochal Chayas Hasodeh Mashen Kein over there in Bahar, then the Torah seems to place all of us on an equal footing. There it says, Shabbas Oretz, Lachem, Lachla, Lachal, Le'abduchav, La'masecha, and then Le'lehem tochav, La'chayah, She'eratzecha, Tiekol tzvuasa, Le'achol, which means even the animals have an equal kind of footing as human beings. So the halacha is that the hefker is that which is required. And we mentioned that one of the most famous machloksim in the door of the Beis Yosef already was the question whether is there a mitzvah that the Baal HaSodeh should be mafkir bepeh? Should you literally articulate the idea that he's making his parents happy on the Chalodah? As long as he doesn't do so, the halachas is still is. That's what the Beis Yosef's position on this Karo. He writes it more explicitly in the Chumis, in the Afkad Rochel. Or no, we assume that, as we mentioned on Shabbos, the parents are Afkad and the Malkusah, automatically they become Hefker. The Torah was Machke then. So even the Pasuk, actually, you don't know. Bashvias Tishmetena Unetashta. It's not clear whether you're the one who's doing the Hefker or whether the Hefker is automatic, namely by virtue of the Torah being Mafki in the field. And you have to be knowing, you didn't have to, you're not allowed to go ahead and guard the field by any means. And the Kaveh itself, of course, is not Hefker on Shvius, but the person could go in there in order to take payros. And even the Bailan, even the owner of the field who was Mafki, he also is allowed to go ahead and take payros like anybody else. And we mentioned that if he does not do so, he doesn't do an act of Hefker, it becomes what the Gemara calls Shomor. Shomor v'neva means that he decides to guard it for himself. Under those circumstances, that's the big Mahomes of Rishonim. Most Rishonim more than the Paris of Mutav Achimah. But we just had recently in the Daf Hayomi, which I discussed on Friday morning, there are the Tam Shita, the Tam holds that the Paris of Shomor are also Achimah. They don't actually be there. And we discussed exactly what the Shita of the Tam is based on, what the Svara Rabbi the Tam is based on. This is a famous Machlokes of Rishonim, and this happens to be the position of the Vilna Gaon and many Poskim LaHalacha with Machmir regarding Shomer. But even those who are Matir, still you're not going to buy from that which is Mishumar. That would not be appropriate. And the same Machlokes of Rishonim also the Gabi Neva, the nine based dollar, that's to say, Peros that grew Be'isur Al Yidei Melochas that were Asur and Shvis. Lachas are not permitted to be done, which we're going to discuss with Hashem in the next upcoming weeks. So some hold also that these parents are also Bachimah. So again, this is derived from this pasuk here in Mishpatim, Bashvias Tishvatena Unitashta, V'Ochlu Ev Yomi Anecha. In Shmos Lamed Aleph, which is the next series of psukim in the Parshas Kisisa, you have a problem because the pasuk is very unclear as to what the Torah is referring to. It says, Sheish Hashem and Tavod, why am I Shvi Tishma? So automatically, you assume we're talking about Shabbos. 6 days you work, seventh day you rest. But the problem is the next three words that I mentioned are problematic. The Torah indicates, Becharish Shabbat Kotzer Tishbos, Which two malachas does the Torah accentuate, assuming you're referring to Shabbos, Chamisha, and Ketzira? Why? There are Lamites malachas. There are 39 malachas that are also on Shabbos. So because of this kashya, which we'll see in a moment, this is the subject of the famous Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah in Shviyas. What does this refer to? Does it refer to Tosefta Shviyas, as we'll see in a few moments, or does it refer to actually Shabbos? And I'm going to mention a bit later, hopefully, an interesting he'ora that I heard from Yosef Tzvirimon many years ago. He told me a very beautiful he'ora on this matter, because he wanted to somehow find the basis to assume that this pasuk is talking about Shmita, which, as I said, is one of the opinions of Akiva's position. What would you say to the Chulash HaMikra? If I were to ask you the Chulash HaMikra over here, how would you, were you to encounter this pasuk? What would you say? Is it referring to? Would you say it refers to Shabbos? Or you say it refers to Shmita? Pashup Shat, it refers to Shabbos. Because it's true that it only mentions Chodesh and Kotzer. And a Chanami, or Bechodesh, so what? You don't necessarily, all the other malachas are not necessarily mentioned. We know that the Torah really only accentuates two malachas when it comes to Shabbos. So the fact that it mentions here Chrisha and Ketzira is not a heck way to assume automatically that we're talking about Shemitah. The Pashas, I would say, refers to Shabbos. So what's the basis for the position of Rabbi Akiva? We'll get to that. The next set of series of Sopim La'ikah Chafei, we mentioned also that he had the term Shabbos. The term Shabbos is mentioned here seven times. And right away, the Mefarshim note that clearly I mentioned last week that Rashi Chochma points out there's an analogy between Yom Tov and Yovel, and an analogy between Shemitah and Shabbos, that there's a similarity between these two sets of items. Shemitah, of course, is when we are passive, and Shabbos also is obviously the Jew is passive. In both the case of Shemitah and Shabbos, we are recognizing the fact that the owner of the balabas of the Gan Sadel is Hashem is Barach. Shabbos also. Shabbos Lashem, Shemitah Lashem. Matter of fact, you see, Shabbos Hashem, that's the terminology the Torah uses, is pretty clear. Shabbos Arid, Shabbos Hashem, a bit later in Pasuk Dalit. Shabbos Shabbos and Liara, Shabbos Hashem. And so that seems to be the theme. And therefore, in Shabbos also, we know a similar theme. So that seems to be the common denominator as the Rav Shachachma points out. Mashik and Yovel and Yom Tov, there's a correlation between the two. Rav Shachachma said the reason is because if we don't go ahead and engage in the proactive kind of activities that one has to do on Yovel, the Torah says, Kiddush them. Ishnas Ravishim Shono, crossing door of Boris Hol Yoshvel, Yovel Likti Yelokem, Mishaftem, Isha Huzas, and Isha Mishpapel of the Shubu, is an enormous amount of action. As a matter of fact, Rav Kook writes in his Akkom to Shabbat Ares, his Sefer, he calls the Shemitah and Yovel concept, it's a merit without violence. Normally, as I mentioned, that whenever you have, we don't need much to know, Taliban, we have right in front of us. Baruch Hashem, no shortage of unfortunate terrorism and violence and who knows what. The moment they obtain their freedom, as it were, from the shackles of the United States and the Western countries. But in the context of Shemitah and Yovel, even though Yovel is an enormous amount of social intense activity, namely, people are reunited with their inheritance. Namely, Avodim Afrid. There's a lot going on. This is what Kuk points out, not done with the Shabbat Ha'aretz. But also, it's a peaceful kind of environment. It's in order to redress, or to address, if you will, the often social iniquities that may emerge in the course of time. And the Torah is trying to address that. That's how Kuk has a whole theory about the concept of Yovel. Whatever the case is, here you have Shabbos and Shemitah are clearly put together, and Yovel and Yom Tov are together. And the last series of talking, of course, is in Dvarim Tesvav that relates to, as I mentioned, Shemitah's Klum. I look at page number two of this handout, so you'll see now the Rishonim who write on this topic. And the Rishonim basically comment the Ramban in Shmos of Gimel, and Mishpod, and Shei Shon, Tizva, the Tesla, Batvua, Vashvi, is Tishmetena, Shelo, Tizva, Sarzecha. With the Tashto, Shelo, Tesla, Batvua, so I might understand the psukim simply that for 6 years we are going to sow and seed and gather and harvest, and the seventh year, obviously, that's not going to take place. The Ibn Ezra has an understanding of Ashvias Tishmetena, he shetikore shmita lashem, lo yigos isha sa'eru ha'evyon, from the Tashto, that they shouldn't be engaged in Zriya, And the Sforno, again, all are similar. The Sforno understand Tishmetena in the sense of Shmidas Tzofim. He quotes the pasuk that's found in Ve'e, and in Tashta Vachle V'yoni HaMecha, Shmidas Karka Yochu Gamu Aniyim. Now, what's interesting, in the middle you have here, Bechosh Rakotze Tishmo, this is Machon Sanoin, Rabbi Kiva Bishmuel. As you can see, Rabbi Kiva understood that this Bechosh Rakotze Tishmo is a reference to Tosfos Shvi'is, which we'll discuss with Hashem in a few weeks, that they're supposed to add to the Shvi'is to the year, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Allah and I said, we're not knowing like that. More or less, things begin on Rosh Hashanah. And then on the issue of Tosfos, as you know, there's Tosfos Shabbos, there's Yom Tov. Many we show in the Gemara's Machlokes with the Tosfos Yom Tov, Tosfos Shabbos, it didn't arise, it didn't happen. The Rambam sheet says that every Tosfos that didn't happen, the exception of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Inu Yom Kippurim, adding to Yom Kippur is considered to be a din d'araisa. But other than all the other Tosafos are din d'rabanan. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago a tshuva of the Netziv. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this tshuva, where the Netziv was asked by a woman who went ahead and she lit Neros of Yom Tov, and then in the 18 minutes, let's assume the 18 minutes is the period of time, and then during that period of time, she received a telegram that one of her parents was nifta. Right away, she sat shiva, and really Yom Tov comes, as the Gemara says, "Tomorrow comes, Nasi Asid the Rabbi." The Dachi Asid the Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes and automatically overrides the Avelos. If the Avelos is not Chal before Yom Tov, you have to wait until after Yom Tov. But if it was Chal before Yom Tov, even a few moments, that's sufficient that it overrides now the Avelos. So the question was asked in the tip, did she act appropriately or not? So he is told in this issue of Tesis himself, inside of Tesis of the Bay, beginning of Rabbi himself, what is the nature of Tesis? Is Tesis simply an addition, which it basically means Isa Blacha, that I can accept upon myself not to do work earlier, or no, does Tesis actually somehow, by virtue of accepting Shabbos earlier, Yom Tov earlier, be able to bring the Kedusha of Shabbos, bring it on earlier? And that's the question. I mean, the Poshut Pshat, one that might argue, you can argue in another direction. There is a kind of a guy. Whatever the case is, the reason why I say this is because here in this context, when the Rav Kiva understands these psukim as referring to Tosfos Shvi'is, both before and Motzei Shvi'is. There's an interesting discussion that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the Shur Matinus. Machlok is the reason the Gaonim. Is there a Tosfos to Tisha B'Av? So the Pashtus, you would say, no, how could there be a Tosfos to Tisha B'Av? Tosfos only applies when you have a day that has a Gush Sayon. It has to have some inherent sanctity. It doesn't have any Gush Sayon. It's talking Tosfos. There's no concept. But the Rishonim would have that even a tightness. Like Tisha B'Av has a deceptive to it. You add to the misery, if you will, that you have. And okay, but that is not generally the accepted practice. So now there's the Gemara in Hurius. And Avgilon Avez, Avgilon Avez, the famous Gemara also. The Gemara is discussing what Beza makes a mistake in Hayurah. So the question is, how will the Mixas or the Kayim Mixas? If they make a mistake in Hayurah, absolute mistake, then there's nothing to talk about. But what about if it's only a partial error? Ketza. They say, yes, Shabbos Batera, yes. They mask into the concept of Shabbos. As I wrote on the side, Bezim Chayim B'Korban. So, means they essentially accept part of Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos they accept, but not all the project, not all the minutia, not all the details of Shabbos. Barab Zera, ain't Shabbos the Shri'as Mau. Let's say they argue that in the Shemitah year, Shabbos doesn't exist. During the 6 years, Shabbos exists, but not in the Shemitah year. But my toe, what was the era? But then crop in this pasuk, the pasuk that we just read, the Chorish Rakotze Tishmeis. And what is the drasha that misled them? Isman Ika Chavisha Ika Shabbos. Isman like a Chavisha like a Shabbos. When there's a hectare of Chavisha, you can plow and you can harvest. So then there's a concept of Shabbos. Sheish Yomim. The pasuk says you can go ahead and do all this kind of work, and on the seventh year, the Chorish Rakotz and Tishmos. So it means there's no concept of Shabbos as long as there's no concept of Chavisha. So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that test at the bottom right hand corner, Rashi says, "Ain't Tzorach Lom Chorish Rakotz and Shalshriyas Yal Korcha." Al Gamdereshu Likrom Shabbos Koy. In the beginning, the pasuk talks about Shabbos. Sheish Yomim Talon Seifa Shriyas Koy. It has to be the Seifa must be on Shemitah. Why? The Shabbos Chorish Rakotz and Lasa Shabbalach and Bisharo. As a pasuk, all the brachas are permissible. Only chavisha and tzira are accentuated by the Torah. That seems to be absolutely unconscionable. The kanira, as I wrote down, that pasuk is about real shmitah. The assumption that it's talking about shmitah. The ritva has an interesting discussion. I'm not going to go through this ritva right now, but it's not that which interests me. So I asked many years ago, maybe probably 14 years ago, I asked Aram Limon. I became friendly with him in Shemitah because I was going to Dr. Harris, similar to Aram Linowitz at Zatzal. And he also goes with that approach as well. So I asked him, Poshim Shabbat the Pasuk is referring to Shabbos. The fact that it only mentions two malachas, I don't think I'm getting too excited about it. Because the Chol Torah does not, when it comes to in Yoni Shabbos, the Torah does not really spell out malachas of Shabbos. Hotzor is mentioned in Chumash. Havar is mentioned in Chumash Vayakal. The Masa Machlag is Havar, the Lav Yotzos, the Chal Yotzos. Those are only two malachas that are mentioned in the Torah. So the fact that Harish and Tzir are mentioned over here, why should that be a factor? It's partially talking about Shabbos. That's what I told him. So then he showed me the following. Look at the next page. I thought this was wondrous. Absolutely half a day. And the fellow said, I didn't really notice it. And I'm pretty, when it comes to learning Chumash and Tanakh, I'm really into the text. I'm in the text everywhere, including Gemara as well. So look at the psukim here on page 3. In Shmuel Gimel, Shmuel Gimel. So I already noted it to you, but he pointed this out to me. Look how the parallel, there's so many parallels here. There's so many parallels between the two sets of psukim. It's uncanny. I'll just read the first psukim which put it. V'shnei shonim tizva asatzecha, v'yasatu asatvu asa. V'ashvi is tishmetenu v'natashto. That's for sure talking about Shemitah. No one could possibly claim otherwise. V'achlu, as we discussed earlier. V'achlu ad yonei ha'necha v'yisrim tochal chayas asadeh, v'yitasa v'chan 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 v'zitzecha. Fine. Now the Torah comes with this next pasuk. Shei shonim tasim asatzecha, v'ayom ashvi itish pasuk, man yanuach shor chalakha v'recha, v'yinamish ben amroska v'agir. What's this talking about? And Shum Sonic is talking about Shabbos. As the Torah has now begun with Shemitah, moved on to Shabbos. Now look at the parallel pasuk on the in Shmos Mamadalud, which is Chafalot. What does it say in Chafalot? Shei Shishamim Tavon, Uvayim Ashvi Tishmos, Bechor Shemakos and Tishmos. So assuming these two psukim are parallel, perhaps one might argue that this pasuk has to refer to Shabbos. Pashim Shabbat. If I'll just continue. Without getting into the specifics of Chazal's Rosh and this pasuk, Now look at the next pasuk. The Torah specifies Chag Matzos Tishmor, Shiva Asim Tocha Matzos Kasher Tzivisich Levoi Chalish Rabiv, Tiroi Yatzos Mitzvayim Leiruah Fana Rekbam. These parallels on the other side, Shmos Amadal Pasuk Yitches. Notice it's Chag Matzos Tishmor, continuing, Tezayin in Mishpatim. The Chag HaKotzim Bikurim Masecha Shetizah Masadeh. The Chag HaOsim B'tzeis HaShonam B'yosmas Masecha Masadeh. Chavbeis in the Pesukim Kisivsa. The Chag Shavuos Tasel Lechon Bikurim Tzirchit. There's a slight difference. The Chag HaOsim B'kumas HaShonam. More or less parallel. Next passage, Yizayin. Shalosh pam b'shono yirek kol zchur kol pnei adon Hashem. That parallels Chav Gimel. Shalosh pam b'shono yirek kol zchur kol pnei adon Hashem. Okay, Yisrael. I continue. Yudches lo sifah hacham izdam zirchi v'lo yon chel chagiyat boker. That's found in Chav Gimel. Reish is v'goy avoscha. Tavig is Hashem al gara lo. Asma shidi v'chalei dimo. As I meant your test actually, but okay. As you can see, Reish is v'goy avoscha. That we know. That already mentioned three times. That was Sachila, that was Zanoah, that was Sabishol. And then we have a series.
Yudches lo chavei.
Right. Pasuk chavei. Thank you. Pasuk chavei. And that's a Gemara of Sofim and the Chazal Darshan is a few places in Shas. And then we have this from Sukim Chua Chav all the way to Rabbi Gimel, as I wrote on the side. That seems to be Makbil Shemot Namadalud, Yud Alot to Yizad, Al Kibush Aretz, Al Rezara. That seems to be the themes that are found over here. So he asked me, Rabbi Rimon, why did the Torah repeat itself? Why all this repetition? So he wanted to come to the Maskana that the Torah actually, since it began in Shmos Gimel, the opening salvo is Shemitah, and then we have almost an outright repetition, so it could very well be that there's a hint. On the other side as well, they were talking about Shemitah, and namely in the Pasuk B'chosh Rabbanan and Tishbos, as opposed to talking about Shabbos, which is Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but I thought it was cute, and I told him so. Maybe 10, 14 years ago he told this to me, and I was amazed by the parallel. Well, see, it's, I don't think it's so poshut, if you don't use it, but I had a lot of handoff out of this, what he pointed out to me. On the next page, here I also, again, once we established what Rabbi Mom Shlita, when he sat down, so again, here you see it more explicitly, set out for you. Then the different elements that I found and others, you see it from either side, you see many, many parallels. Again, that doesn't really necessarily mukhwach to come to the maskada that he came to. I just want to mention one issue I actually saw this week, the tshuva of Rav Pesach Craig in Hartzvi, very fascinating tshuva. He discusses the issue, which is Rav Kook actually has in Shabbat Haaretz. That's a sefer, really, if you have a chance to just retire for a year and somehow just go to that sefer. What a wondrous sefer. I'm astounded by it. Actually, every time I look at it, I'm more astounded by it. So he discussed the question, is the obligation of Shemitah al Haaretz? Because the Pasuk said, look at the Pesukim, B'shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem, Shei Shonim Tizma Asatzecha, Shei Shonim Tizma Kabecha, Asat V'Suvasa. The focus is on Oretz. And, or no, maybe the focus is on the person. And the question is whether a Goy, if a Goy decides to go ahead, a Goy has Karka, that's his sales, and then what's the status of that Karka regarding the Halachas of Shemitah? So that might be dependent upon this issue. Namely, if the issue is on the Karka, so there's no Nafkamina, whether it's a Goy, owned by a Goy, owned by a Jew. I'm not discussing now the whole issue of Ish Kenyan, the Arakum of Kiva, Tumus of Isaac, Achums of the Gemara, Achums of Rishayin, Achums of Paskin. But I'm saying that in terms of this Chakira, is the Chiv Al-Ha'aretz, the Chiv Al-Karka, so Al-Gadra, so that would be Bechura, that this issue would be Pashtish, it would be totally on this question. And that, as I said, the issue is also raised by the many, many Achronim who talked about Zriya Alidei Gromba. Even, for example, if I'm not mistaken, Ayin Gimel on Shabbos, when the Mishnah speaks about Lalam Tes Melachas, Zoreya, Choresh, Bechulu, Bechulu, so there's a discussion in Chazanish about Harisha, which is today the case. We don't do anything anymore by hand. Maybe it was Man Atalud, or the earlier days, they did everything by hand. So everything's done through machine. So now the question is about Ebe, am I over on Choresh, when I use a combine, when I use a machine which does the plowing, et cetera, and at what point am I over? This is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Bilei Achreinim. The assumption is the moment I activate the machine, I press the button, so then the halacha is at that point, I'm over on Chorish. Assuming the machine is for Harisha, or whatever the nature of the particular activity the machine is involved in. And this is the same issue came up when the machine-made matzahs first emerged, and the issue of Lishma. How do you create Lishma? You know, everyone knows, you go to a matzah baking factory, Mishay Matzah Mitzah, and every side Mishal, they speak Mishay Matzah Mitzah. The question is, can a machine create the Shema? And the answer is that many Achron, a big machlokes, yes? At the end, Halacha Ma'aseh, you press the button, and that's considered to be the Shema. So here, the question about Zriya Yidei Grama, or Harisha Yidei Grama, these are halachas that are also, we're going to discuss in Yitz Hashem. Now the question is, the Hilchos Shabbos, the Yad Rabbana. We're talking about, the Gemara says in Shabbos that said you can't do a malacha directly, you do it through a grama. There's an entire enterprise of grama machinery that we have from one of our very fascinating institutions that's the subject of a lot of machlekes regarding them. Every time I speak to a certain Rav in Yerushalayim, I speak to him often, he's not very happy with, as he told me, menasim lakom et ha-shabbos ha-yidei grama. I'm not saying who it is, but since I called him off it, so you can figure it out. Anyway, so he is not happy. I think I mentioned I saw in my previous show that one day, one fine day, there was an elderly gentleman, a very fine fellow. All of a sudden, he comes into the shul on Shabbos on a scooter, on a grandma scooter. I almost literally passed out. I never saw anything in my life like it. He's an older man, he had difficulty walking. And the question is that appropriate thing to do, and I think it's one thing you do grama for hospitals, for soldiers. I understand, all right, there's a chassidah that we should be somich on grama, so that's what his issue is. He's a Talmud of Shav Zal, whatever case is. So he told me many times that he's not happy with a lot of things. Anyway, but on Shabbos, all these machshirim of Machon Tzomet, okay, let's be honest, all these machshirim of Machon Tzomet, they are, as I said, again, even though one could argue, because they don't operate right away, the way he explained to me, he himself was a Gavra Rabba, a big Talmud Chacham. He passed away about 2 years ago, you probably know him. So his brother's Al Shira, who's Takit Botsum. He's also a Takit, he was an engineer, but a massive Talmud Chacham. Also, pretty glut in Hashkofis, incredibly glut in Hashkofis. He took on the whole, that entire world, because I heard him a number of times in Tanakh. In Tanakh, they tend to get carried away a little bit, more than a little bit, which he was 19. But anyway, and he took them on. It was really amazing. So he and his brother were not so far apart, you know, Hashkofis. Okay, this is just an editorial comment I had to make. I spent half my days in my former shul. The people were very into publications and that, certain michlala over there, and they used to show me things that were to me mind-boggling. How should they take liberties with texts in Tanakh that are to me absolutely without foundation? Okay, I'm not getting into that issue. One day maybe I will rant and rave about that too. Anyway, but in all these mechalot that involve any kind of chitzat kator, we have to press buttons, etc. So there's always some sort of an echo of a minute or two, so it's never direct. It's always a grumble. And someone today actually came to me and showed me, he has all kinds of machinery that uses this espresso machine. So many, he has a refrigerator, he didn't refrigerate to me, Baruch Hashem, but he brought me an entire diagram, illustration, what a refrigerator. Several $1,000 refrigerator. Every computer feature imaginable. I told him, I don't think we should use that Shabbos. There's not sensors all over the place. Lights here and there. Forget about just the light. At one time, it was just the light. This is much more elaborate, incredibly elaborate. And so I told him I think he should install the Shabbos mode, that it should be completely dismantled before Shabbos. Otherwise, I think you're really over on the Yisurim. I think, I'm not saying Yisurim guys, but certainly a lot of the Rabbanim's all over the place. He claimed everything is a grum. He's an engineer, so he's trying to show me all the grum elements that are involved over here. Whatever the case is, I'm just, in the beginning of Shabbat Haaretz, that's what he discussed in this issue. Rav Kook, Zatzal, and Grom and Mashiach. And that's the question. Do we assume that this depends on the question, as I mentioned? That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank talks about as well, in Har Tzvi. And it's totally, at the end of the day, on this question, whether the Torah wants us, the Gavra, to go ahead and he should rest, or the Torah wants Eretz Yisrael to rest. I just want to go to the last page over here. I'm bound by exigencies of time. Anyway, so here you see that this is already, the Farshim mentioned this outline. Shabbos and Shemitah, amazing. The analogies that are drawn by many Farshim, but they talk about it. Shabbos in the beginning of Bereshis. Shesh Yom Tavo, Yosis Kabbalatecha. Shesh Yom Tizva Sadecha. Yosanta Thuasa. Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. Shabbos Shabbos and Shabbos Hashem. Shabbos Hashem, which is a bitul yichudi. Shabbos Hashem Mashmita. Losasa Kabbalacha. Okay, then the Torah mentions four Malachas of Isa, and we're talking about Abis Hashem. Namely, the Isa of Betzira, the Isa of Ketzira, the Isa of Zemira, the Isa of Zriya, Ato Bitcha Vitecha, here, the Chol, the Abdul Amasecha, and then, Uvehemto Gyech Hashem Shorecha by Shabbos, Schircha, Toshavcha, Lehemtecha, and finally, to wrap it up, Kishesh Shem, Masa Hashem, Masa Shemayim, Masa Aretz, Kili Aretz, it's the same idea, the same concept, the same Yisod, namely the Yisod is the Yisod of, who's the Bible? Who's actually directing traffic? Shani Kadesh. Who is directing traffic? Who is navigating everything? So you see for the Sukkim, there are parallels both conceptually and terminologically. I'm going to go parallel. All the Farshim point this out. Meshav Achim is the one who spells it out, as I mentioned to you, in the Perish Al Torah. And here also, the Ibn Ezra comments about Abadel, again on the Sukkim, the Nafish Ben Amasra Bagir, and the Abadel knows right away that Shabbos comes upon the heels of Shemitah. Why? Because it's obviously domeh. Unquestionably, there are many parallels. Kasheu b'shvisa sa'aretz. And then just like over there, ho'el yonem yofu chayas ha'sadeh. Ho'el ha'shvii shorah v'chavarecha. That Babel is marvelous. He is remarkable. Anyone who has, even if you learn that Babel on one parsha in Chumash, I'm just suggesting to you, any parsha doesn't make a difference. What he does in the Parshas of Chumash is absolutely remarkable, beyond remarkable. There's not a question he missed, and also not an answer he missed as well. And he told me, Rabbi Kastner, he's now translating the Koyim. He's now translating Zera Pesach into English. He translated two lines of Babel. He gave it to me. I read them already. So a very beautiful job. And he translated Zera Pesach. My father was in love with Zera Pesach because he held the whole thing was one big dialectic. Abdus and Chavis, it shows the entire Haggadah. It's essentially dialectic of Abbas and Chavis. The Rav, Rasalaychi, quoted often the same says that of Pesach.
He liked the Pesach is what?
It's Per Shamagod. Yes, the Per Shamagod. So he's not translated to English. Very, his works are very difficult to translate. First, because of their length. I mean, I think they claim that his Perush of Tanakh is the longest Perush of any other Pashtun. It's probably true. I didn't count the number of words, but I imagine you could probably do that through a computer. And they say that's the longest, but it's really comprehensive beyond belief. And he really amazing. So he's the one who noticed all these parallels between Shemitah and Shabbos, and he lays it out. But as you can see right in front of you. See also the Psikta up on the left hand corner, Rabchir Ba'abam, Lodita Shabbos, and the Tainug, and there's another Mandiyama, the Talmud Torah, and the Gemara. This, by the way, is discussing Halach, this Psikta. Namely, someone who learns the entire week, he's allowed to rest on Shabbos. Someone who works the entire week, he's supposed to learn on Shabbos. That's the resolution. It's a Dinish Halach, it's quoted very clearly in Halacha. And then you can see also, there's another parallel. This is also quoted by Rabbi Abedel. It's in Bereshis Vayikra. Look at the language. Vayomer Elokim. He named the Sati Lachem as Kaleisa Zorei Azera. Asher Apelei Kalaretz as Kaleisa Hashem Bo Kriyei Zorei Azera. Lachem Yeh Liyachla. And he also, Shmita. Similar kind of language. Vayisa Shabbat Zorei Sachem Liyachla. And then it's laid out. And then the second possible. Lachol Chaya Zorei Zorei Mashamayim. Vayi Chay. And here also. Levem Tov Vayi Shem Rat Zecha. Of course, as pointed out, this is Terem Achet. So in effect, really, the analogies between Shabbos and Shmita are clear. And this is also mentioned by the Ralbag, and mentioned by Rashi, and mentioned by the Chizkuni. Chizkuni is a sefer that's not so well known. The Art Scroll, in their Nikud Chumash, they published the Chizkuni again. That was a very good move on their part. Asolovetsi Zatzel often called the Chizkuni. Many of his Chidushim said a very creative Chidushim, and of course he needed, he had to hang his hat somewhere, and he found the Chizkuni. Very, very, and another whole series of places. One day, maybe I'll discuss that. I had collected all the Chizkunis that he used in the course of all the years I heard him. Unbelievable. Chizkuni is a marvelous Rishon and a very original thinker. Incredibly Chachani. So I just want to end with Rav Kook on the bottom. Rav Kook writes, the difference between Shemitah and Shabbos, Shabbos is addressed to a Yochid. And Shemitah is addressed to Kali. So that's what he writes over here. Yochid Yitayah Mechayah Achol Mepachit Komin. בכל שבת יום קדוש שבו תתגלה בתיאת האומה, שיש בסגולה, you have a, they are צורך לכל לצנק על השם, that same פעולה that the Shabbos has for each yochid, שמיטה affects the entire אומה. כן שנאמר בשבת ויש שבת השם, כך נאמר בשבי שבת השם, נשמע סאומה ויורם את יחדו, so in effect that's what's happening, לא הוציא לפועל, הריגת קידושוסה בשנת שבת. Ariga refers to the unbelievable desire on the part of a Jew to connect with Hashem, to be Dovik, to connect with Dusha, same idea, Shabbos, of course. Shabbos, mit galat sivyonesh ha'oma, chulil hoda, b'mkor rucha eloki. That's what happens on both Shabbos and Shemitah. We have this unbelievable dveikness, the connection with Hashem is bar, the arigo for Dusha, that's the common denominator between Shemitah and Shabbos. So we've done basically the two shurim that we said. We discussed more or less just the true Moshe Mikra of the Psukim, and it's Hashem. Not on Sunday night because I have chasana, but next Monday night I'm going to begin examining halachas of Shemitah, the Iyun, and we're going to go into depth on the literally halachas, on both the halachas of Shemitah, discuss each one individually, and many, many other aspects of Shemitah. Is going to take us
tomorrow night.
I have a chasana, so
tomorrow night.
Well, I'll tell him to announce it. I'm sorry, I don't always.